Because if they're not,
David Bartz,
they may not benefit from it. I just want to make sure we're saying something accurate.
No, so. James Bartz, and I mean, they've paid for the Yellow Pages ad, so I'm assuming they're looking to collect when the trial lawyer provisions go through.
So your research
so
team.
So Jeffrey Bartson and Michael Bauer, and if you want me to, I'll be happy to interrupt when you're talking.
That's fine. Go ahead.
I mean, I got a lot left
to go. I think I get the
point. No, I'm not done yet, Mr. Chairman. I have the floor, I thought.
Let me say
just like Senator Taylor did 4 years ago when she talked about the impact that she thought school finance would have on the future. I'm talking about something that's really serious. You guys might think it's a joke the way that you're screwing business and you're screwing the taxpayers, but the only people who are going to benefit are the people that I'm reading. So let me finish.
Point of order.
We're talking about Donald Becker and Becker Law Office.
Senator Miller.
We're talking about Todd Becker and the Bednarik Law Office. We're talking about Stephen Bilkey. And
Representative Voss, I have a point of order. Could you please just yield for a second for the point of order? Thank you. Senator Miller.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Reading from the telephone book is a dilatory maneuver, which I think does not contribute to the progress of this debate, and I would hope that you would rule reading from the telephone book and out of order.
I think the co-chair is right. I think that would be a dilatory action. So
okay,
if you have...
I'll stop that because Thank we you. Already got the point. So let me go and actually, because we didn't have an opportunity for a public hearing, and we all know that, I'm going to take the time to actually read this bill so everybody at home actually knows what's really going to be happening. So in general school aids, we have Section 1. We have the delete increase in school aids that we see right here because you're adopting alternative B2 to delete $21,945,700 in GPI.
Representative Voss, if you have a point of order again, just take one quick second. Thank you. Senator Miller?
Right. This document's been available for a number of hours, and it's available to the press. It's out on the Internet, and I think reading from it is another dilatory, and I would rule it that it's out of order.
Representative Montgomery.
On the point of order.
On the point of order.
On the point of order.
Sure.
Senator Miller, I still believe you were in our house when your co-chair started on a Thursday at 9 a.m., and we allowed the debate to continue till 2 p.m. on a Friday. And I don't know if you read from the Yellow Pages, but you did read maybe the White Pages. Because I sat there for well over 24 hours, and there was no effort to stymie debate. There was no effort to cut you off. Again, we started at 9 o'clock on a Thursday. We went till 2 o'clock on a Friday. What I believe Representative Voss is doing is well within his bounds of representing the 50,000-plus people that he represents. So I would just ask that we don't have rulings of the chair and all that other stuff, but I remember quite well your exercise of representing your district as Representative Voss is attempting to do right now.
On the point of orders, Senator Taylor.
Order. Okay. Mr. Chair, I can't speak for what happened in the Assembly, but on this committee, since you brought up the suggestion, I was told that it was not going to be considered an order and was asked to stop, although they did not have to formally do it because I was kind enough to listen to the request that came up to me. In this committee, it was requested that I not proceed because it was, as the senator has ruled, out of order. And so I want to just speak about what happened on this committee,
sure,
since at that time I don't believe either of you were here.
On the point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Voss, followed by Representative Sherman.
You tried to stop the opportunity for us to offer a motion, you said you went to the Senate rules. And when the chair was in from the Senate, we used the Senate rules. And when the chair was in from the Assembly, we used the Assembly rules. So I checked with the former Speaker Pro Tem, and I am entirely within my rights underneath the opportunity to use the Assembly rules to read the motion. And actually, he said, just as Representative Montgomery said, that the ruling was allowed for one of your colleagues to read from a printed document for hours and hours. So we are going under the precedence and the rules in the Assembly.
You are. They're not the chair of the committee. This is not the floor of the Assembly. That's fine, but...
But
that has nothing to do with the conversation. So to the point of order,
on the
to
point
this
of order.
Committee, do you have something relevant to speak to that?
On the point of order, we were told...
What you're saying isn't relevant to here.
No, Mr. Chairman, let me finish.
I've heard your point. It's just it's not relevant to the here. Do you have something relevant to the point of order for this committee?
So,
if you do, I'll be glad to hear you. But if you're going to refer to someone who used to be a pro tem in a body that we're not in right now, all you're doing, again, is dilatory because you're trying to waste time not actually debating.
Okay, on the debate.
So if you're afraid you can't debate the merits of the proposal, I understand what you're doing. But I'm not going to accept that a former pro tem told you about assembly rules and somehow that's relevant here. It's simply not. So if you've got something relevant to this point of order, absolutely, please proceed.
Under the ruling that the Senate co-chair gave about 4 weeks ago, he said that the reason they could rule our motion out of order was because that the Senate rules prevailed.
I understand.
When the
I
Senate
heard
was
I heard that. You have something new to say.
Yeah. So the assembly rules prevailed.
I've got that. Do you have anything new? No, you don't get to make that call. You're not the chair, and you probably won't be in a few years either, Mr. Gentleman. I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to follow the precedent.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman,
I know you want to.
Mr. Chairman,
not,
I'm just trying to
the
follow the precedent that was set by Senator Miller.
I got you. I understood. I'm listening
so
to what
you're
you said,
choosing
and I'll take that
to decide based on the day
I'll
how
take
you
that
want to rule.
Consideration. Representative Schilling, on the point of order.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you.
Can we just take a deep breath? We are grown-ups. I mean, the fact that were you in community theater? Because this is theater of the absurd right now. And I know you have the right to read that phone book, but I could go down to my office and get the directory of all the UWL students that will be able to benefit, and the students over at the higher education, over at the technical college, because we invested more money in the tech school. This is ridiculous. We've got a lot of work to do. The night is going to be late. It's long. We have been here for days, hours, weeks. I feel like I'm in the movie of Groundhog's Day. I hear the same rhetoric. It's predictable. It's predictable from our side. It's predictable from your side. Can we be statesmen and grow up? I mean, do you want your 55,000 people at home to really see how we're conducting ourselves? I would just ask that we would have some respect for the process. We would have... You can go ahead and read that, but that becomes a joke. It really becomes a joke as we sit here and you go through things alphabetically. I'm going to take a deep breath because I'm getting really frustrated. We've all been here long, and I know what you're trying to do, but you know what? We're better than that. This body, this committee is better than that, and I think we need to rise to a better level of something than what we're about to go down this path right now. We can talk about specific things. We can draft motions. You can draft as many as you want, but we know what's going on here. And you know what? When the thing was reversed and you guys were sitting in the center of the table, we probably did the same thing.
No, we didn't. Yeah, we did. That's what Senator Taylor did.
I don't think we went as far as you're about to go. And I would just say, I would caution you. I might be new to this, but I've been around the block, and I know where this is going to end, and I don't want this thing to blow up. And we have worked very hard on this document, and you may not agree with it, but this is what we have before us, and I don't think that what you are about to do is going to add to the process and to the conversation and to the debate. And I would really ask that we could rise above this.
Representative Voss, I would like to ask you if we could go back to regular debate on the proposal. Rather than making a ruling, I'm prepared to make a ruling, but I'd rather not make a ruling. I think this has been a much more congenial committee than having to make rulings on members, and I would really prefer not to do that. But I would just ask if we could maybe go back to debating instead of reading from documents or other things. I think that would be the best way to proceed, but
okay.
I will, you know, I'll just ask if that would be possible.
Sure. I understand the power of the majority.
Yeah. Can I say one other thing, too, if I can just say? We've been pretty lenient on one of the rules on Assembly Rule 59, by the way, is speaking more than twice on the same question. And we've allowed that. And I don't plan on enforcing that right now. I mean, so, again, I think we're being pretty lenient on where the rules are. So I just ask if it's possible. I think Representative Schilling makes a good point. I think Senator Darling was a very fair chair when she was the chair of this committee, and we try to respect the process when she asked us on something. If we could just kind of proceed, I think you got a lot of things to debate in here, and it probably would be more effective than reading from a phone book. So if we could do that, that would be certainly appreciated.
Well, and I feel like I agree that in the past we have tried very hard. I know when we were in the majority, we tried as hard as we could to be collegial. But just sitting here and not listening to us is not the way this process should work. I mean, what you're telling us is that no matter how good the ideas are, no matter how reasoned they are, no matter how many hundreds of thousands of people support them. You just vote no. Now, that gets to be incredibly frustrating for the minority because there's no opportunity for us to sit with you and actually try to work out some of those arrangements. Now, I wasn't here for past sessions. I only know the way it was last session. And last session, we actually had an opportunity to try to find that common ground, to work together and to try to find solutions. We have examples that we have pointed to time and time again where we saw bipartisan consensus to move Wisconsin forward. And what you have chosen to do, what you have chosen to do, is to use the partisan will of the majority to not really even listen to the minority, to not even listen to all the people who voted for us. You are acting as if the entire state voted in one direction. Now, granted, today you have a majority. There's no doubt about it. And you are showing the people of Wisconsin the heavy price that they are paying for putting that majority in charge. You are showing people catch and release. You're showing people making it easier to get on welfare. You're showing people that you want to raise taxes by $3.5 billion. When you look at what we see in this motion, you are simply reminding the people of all of the reasons that we should be taking longer to debate these items. The idea of saying you are just going to put them in, and because they were on the internet this afternoon, that somehow that's enough time for this process to be actual and real and inclusive, is a joke. Most people don't even know that you put a lot of these ideas out there because they weren't part of the public hearing. Most people do not read Wheeler and Wisp Politics. Most people only read the newspaper. They're going to see what you've done tomorrow after it's too late to even comment. You have local elected officials all across the state who are seeing exactly what's going to happen under this provision, but they won't know about it until it's too late. You have people all across Wisconsin who are depending on us to do the right thing, and they trusted that we were going to make decisions that were wise and fair. Neither of those two words appeal right here, because talking to both people, both sides, would require people to actually sit down and have a conversation. So you talk about somehow the fact that the minority is so frustrated because you are ruining Wisconsin's job climate, you're raising taxes, you're hurting local governments, you're making people who can barely afford to stay in their homes figure out what they're going to cut out of their daily lives in order to stay there. And you get frustrated because the only opportunity we have is to say we want to read the actual bill that you're imposing on the people of Wisconsin, and somehow that's not collegial? Let's be honest here. You didn't have an opportunity to actually even go through it with us. It was, we didn't talk about each one of these provisions. We didn't even have the Fiscal Bureau explain it because we already had cooked the deal, so there was no need. Now, the idea of saying that we got to offer our amendments, well, I guess thank you for that. I mean, obviously we knew how the vote was going to go because heaven forbid you try to consider ideas from the other side. So while I understand that the will of the majority says you're going to ram this thing through, and that even though we would try to slow down the process so the people could actually see what's being imposed on them, that's too draconian, well, it's really unfortunate. And I'm sorry that some people feel like, well, just sit down and shut up. That's what I've had from people say. Just shut up. Why do you try to get your points out there? You're in the minority. You're going to lose. What's the point? Well, in democracy, the majority is supposed to protect the rights of the minority. And unfortunately, sometimes people just want to run over the minority. And I appreciate the fact that you have tried not to do that and you've given us that opportunity. But listening and trying to find compromise requires that you have to talk before you walk in the room and say, if you vote with us, it's bipartisan. But if you vote against us, somehow it's partisan. So when we go through this process for the rest of the night, the Republicans have no idea about any of the motions that we're going to be voting on and the packages that have been negotiated. We would ask just to allow us the opportunity to read through some of those, to understand the ramifications, and if that's too much of a burden so that we actually get to read the documents, well, that's a sad commentary. So I hope if I agree to relinquish the floor and we have an opportunity to say I'm not going to read from these printed documents so my colleagues have time enough to read the documents you want us to vote on, that's the reason we're talking about doing this. It's not because we want to obstruct. It's because you've already read through all the motions. You had them drafted. And now you're going to give them to us and say, quickly vote on it. Don't even have the time to offer amendments or write those down. Well, if the only option is for us to talk so my other three colleagues can understand what's in the motion, you don't leave me much of a choice.
Yeah, thank you, Representative.
If I agree to relinquish, will you at least agree that you will give us opportunity to read through some of those motions so at least we know what we're voting on?
Thank you, Representative. All right.
That was a question.
I know. And I am finishing your time. I'm going to address something. We're going to go back to the debate. First of all, we have a motion before us. I've let you go for quite a while about anything but the motion. All right. We at 9:30 had you meet with Fisker Bureau over this motion. We gave you more time than I have ever been given in three terms on the Finance Committee to look at a motion like this. Director Lang, when we were talking a little while ago, he said, well, I briefed the Republicans and I briefed you guys on this. You probably don't need to go back out there and brief again. So that's why we didn't. It was nothing to make you not have information you've already been briefed on. It was because we've already gone through it and you've gone through it extensively. So we've offered you a lot of time. You've had over 12 hours. We've already handed you the next motion a while ago to take a look at. Someone this morning, I don't think it's someone on this committee, but I think it's someone maybe in a leadership office, decided to take a draft motion that they weren't supposed to, because it's a draft, and went and sent it out to a conservative think tank, and it was on the internet and everything else. Someone decided to play politics, and unfortunately, I think it affected, you know, the people on the committee illy, because, you know, this committee has worked very well together, and I know that it wouldn't have been anyone here. But you've had time. You've had this amendment. I mean, so we can say a lot of other things. Face it. Some of us are going to have – we have different ideological differences. There's no question. I mean, I think that, you know, we can have a proper debate on what's in here. But I don't think we need to go to the hyperbole of somewhat where we're going. You know, I know it's been a lot of hours and a lot of days we've been meeting on this, and I definitely recognize that. And Fisker Bureau have been absolute saints through this process because they have worked many, many hours, and they're going to keep working through the night as we try to finish this.